Psalm 55, when betrayal enters the sanctuary. If Psalm 54 showed betrayal by one's own people, Psalm 55 turns the wound inward another inch. The betrayer is not merely familiar, he is a worshipping companion. He knows the road to the house of God. He knows the songs. This psalm may well stand in the shadow of 2 Samuel 15-17, when David fled Jerusalem during Absalom's revolt and Ahithophel, his trusted counsellor, turned against him. If so, this is not only personal pain, it is covenant sabotage. David's first instinct is strikingly human, not revenge, but escape. He does not ask for eagle's wings, but dove's wings. In Scripture, the dove is not a bird of power. It is gentle, vulnerable, even the offering of the poor. David wants not victory, but disappearance. There is something holy in that honesty. Mature faith does not deny the nervous system. Sometimes the soul is so battered that rest itself feels like a distant country. Yet the psalm does not stay in private emotion. David looks at the city, violence on the walls, trouble in the streets, fraud in the market. For an ancient Israelite, this is chilling. The city gate and open square were where justice was meant to live. Elders judged there, trade happened there, covenant life took public shape there. When deceit fills the marketplace, society is not merely having problems. Its moral centre has cracked. That helps explain David's strange prayer. Divide their tongues. It echoes Babel. We often treat unity as an unquestioned good, but Psalm 55 reminds us that some unity is a conspiracy. Sometimes God's mercy appears not in gathering voices, but in breaking wicked agreement. Then comes the deepest grief. My companion. My familiar friend. Calvin remarked that open enemies wound less than false friends, and verse 21 is unforgettable. Words smooth as butter, soft as oil, yet drawn swords. Here the psalm exposes a dark truth. Treachery often sounds gentle. Evil does not always shout. Sometimes it speaks in a pastoral tone and breaks covenant with a smile. This is why the psalm reaches beyond David to Christ. Jesus too was betrayed by one who knew the pattern of worship, one who came near enough to kiss. Psalm 55 is not merely a record of David's pain, it is part of the inner vocabulary of the man of sorrows. And then the turning line, cast your burden on the Lord. The Hebrew word is unusual, more like what has been laid on you, your appointed load, your given portion. We are not only to hand God our panic, we are to hand him the whole hard weight of this day. He may not remove it at once, but he will sustain the one who gives it over. David prays evening, morning, and noon. Complaint becomes liturgy. Betrayal does not silence prayer, it schedules it. Suggested cross-references, 2 Samuel 15-17, Numbers 16:30-33, Daniel 6:10, Matthew 26:47-50, 1 Peter 5:7. Hymn suggestion, O love that wilt not let me go. Prayer. Lord, when words turn false and trust is broken, keep me from running anywhere but to you. Break every wicked alliance, in the world and in my own heart. Teach me to cast on you not only my fear, but the whole weight you have allowed me to carry. Sustain me and make me faithful where others have not been. Through Jesus Christ, betrayed yet steadfast. Amen.